Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa, Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour Tua the program, ladies and gentlemen.
Do you have a puppy?
Yes.
That's your puppy now.
That's it, yeah.
You're donezo. You just got a fourth dog.
It, dude.
No.
What's that dog's name? It.
Dre.
Oh, hey, Dre. Welcome to the family for good.
That's yours.
You're not giving up that puppy.
For sure.
Oh, you're snuggling.
He's a police dog.
No, he's not. He's a Leroy dog now.
You got suckered by a snitchy mouse.
That's yours, dude.
That's your puppy.
Dre Horde.
Do the other dogs like him?
No.
Oh, there's jealousy.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
Even Zeus.
That's tough. That's your dog now, though.
The only one that likes him is Oreo.
Why? Because it's the only one his size. Because it's the only one who's his size?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, congratulations on the new dog, dude.
No.
Congratulations.
That's your dog.
That's your dog now. Happy for you. Let's get to some headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy a truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
Trucks.
If you guys are just tuning in, the Panthers and Sam Reinhart have come to agreement on an extension. Rhino sticking around with the Cats. There's a lot of fodder out there on Cats Twitter that Lomberg is going to be on the outskis. So the fan favorite, JFig is going to be devastated because she's now lost two of her favorites in back-to-back years, it's Gabe rough. Vincent and Ryan Lomberg.
Yeah,
friend of the show, Ryan Lomberg, one of the the Fuse dropped a Goosey's galore on this program. So love Rhino.
Goosies.
But he went out of champ.
Yep.
He went out of champ.
Crowd surfed.
Montour's gone.
Oh, my God. Did you see him crowd surfing?
Yeah, I did.
Wow.
I expected a little bit better upper body strength from Panthers fans.
Oh, really?
I almost got dropped.
I'm like, all right, dude. He's not the biggest guy. He can't live long.
You guys are lucky Kevin Stenland didn't want to do that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this could have been way worse.
Oh, man. Let's hear a little bit more from the speech. Who do you want to hear from, Leroy? First of all, Leroy, just so we're clear on where things stand with Aaron Ekblad and receipts, this was him and his message as he carried a traffic cone throughout the entire parade.
Oh, he did?
Oh,
he had a traffic cone.
Let's just say Aaron Ekblad, he don't forget.
F*** you, Brooks Koepka! Woo!
Whoa! Good
from the bottom of my heart, thank you. Let's go, Cats!
Man,
the receipts. Hey, when you cash those receipts, it's awesome, isn't it?
Oh yeah.
Some people have wondered how would I have felt if Carter Verhaeghe got on the mic and just said,
"F you, Tobin."
Oh, I know.
I would have loved it.
That would have led off every show and ended off every show.
It would have. But I didn't listen. I didn't send him to the Yotes. I only threatened if he didn't get it together.
All right.
Really?
Well, I never.
What was worse, that what you tried to do, or the pine cone incident, or the traffic cone incident?
The traffic.
What you did was much worse.
I'm not a champion athlete like Brooks Koepka.
Mm.
which makes it worse.
No, I don't think so.
Bruce Koepka's not a champion athlete. He's a champion golfer.
Oh, right. Well, hey, you said it, not me.
Not athletes.
Do you guys want to hear Matthew Tkachuk?
Yes.
Do I? Here. Does he have his mouthpiece in?
He was too busy being filled with beer.
Yeah. Yes.
Here was Matthew Tkachuk on stage yesterday.
Hey, I heard it's 70 degrees and sunny in Edmonton, but they ain't got no cup. I just want to thank the Violas and Billy for getting me here. You guys have been so amazing. Best time of my entire life. Thank you guys for the memories. The Fort Lauderdale Police and Fire Department, this has been the greatest day ever. Thank you for everything. But most importantly, you fans have made this the time of my f-ing life. The best thing about this all is lifting this cup, and I'm going to lift this up and hand it to the best captain in the NHL, Barkey.
That's Goosey's galore, dude.
Goosey's galore.
That's Goosey's galore right there. Did you see how he got home?
No, I didn't see how he got home.
He hopped on the back of a police motorcycle.
Oh, God. What a life he's been.
Wow.
This past week has been an experience. Is it like this everywhere?
This was crazier than when the Heat won.
Agreed.
Yeah, like
way
I know
crazier.
Even Boston most recently, like I know they came to Miami and I know they had a parade with a lot of people. But I don't remember moments that have been dragging. Maybe I'm too close to this and this is why like exclusively I feel this way. But they have been, for the past week, making moment after moment of this celebration. It's been amazing.
It's been really, really cool. Let us hear from the man that I've wanted to hear from.
Ooh.
He gets on stage, Leroy. He is draped in the Russian flag. He goes right to the microphone. The crowd is going crazy. He goes, shh.
He shushes everyone, dude. And hey, and everyone,
they listen.
Everyone shut up.
Hey, he should have said, shh. Focus.
Sergei Bobrovsky hits the microphone. Here is Bob.
2019, July 1. I just signed the deal with the Florida Panthers. In my first interview, they asked me why I came to Florida. My answer was because I want to win the cup and I'm going to do it here. And now here we are, five years later, celebrating the biggest victory of this franchise with you guys. I want to thank Viola family for bringing me here. I want to thank my teammates. This group is unbelievable. We did it all. I want to thank the coaching staff and management to build this team up. And I want to thank you guys. You guys are incredible. And thank you guys for incredible support.
Oh, Bobby.
So good, man.
That was great.
I love how everyone kept it. Like, no one spoke too long.
Nah, everybody's like a minute or less.
For sure.
Well, perfect.
They're probably just worn out.
Yeah. Right. Oh, totally makes sense. Totally makes sense. I mean,
they're probably worn out.
They probably like, Lomberg, you're not getting the mic.
Oh, that's it. That was probably best, though. That was probably best.
Probably for the best.
Yeah.
Sergei Bobrovsky.
Yeah.
Look at our boy.
Still looks a little. Ripped. Doesn't he?
I mean, he's very skinny.
Ripped. Yes.
He's very skinny.
No hair.
Nah, cut the hair.
Yeah.
Cut the hair. Rode the bus with Tarasenko.
Hey, doesn't he look like an MMA fighter now?
Yeah. He's like the 6'1" lightweight
with the flag wrapped around him.
Too. Oh man, UFC this weekend.
Hey, dude,
parlay didn't work.
It did not. Although it got ruined by Ortega pulling out.
What are we doing here?
What a crazy day, huh?
What about the guy? Like, man, kicked in the side of the head, and he's trying to block it. He wasn't really trying to block that kick.
Well, dude, are you talking about the finish that happened?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you didn't see the end of the first round, he was basically knocked out of the end of the first round with a fist.
Ah.
Like, Alex Bejeda, who is slowly becoming the great one of the greatest knockout artists we've ever seen in the sport's history. His left hook is made of something else of this earth. And now that he's moved up from middleweight, and now nobody can seem to touch him at this new division.
They say John Jones that fight.
He's too big now.
I don't think John Jones will fight him. I don't think John Jones will fight him. I think John Jones is going to fight Stipe. I think John's going to fight Stipe and retire.
Yeah, it's probably best.
But even him versus Aspinall, oh, that's a great fight. Tom Aspinall, who's the interim heavyweight champion. Because he's beating everybody in the first round, too.
So if he wants to get to John Jones, he fight Aspinall, right?
I don't think John Jones is going to fight him.
And then, so John Jones doesn't care about the title. This is the thing I hate about MMA. It gets to the point where there are fights that are bigger than the fights for the title. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a new thing. That's not like, you know, that's just because of like a lot of the old guys that you know, like they don't have the title. So John technically does have the title. He's the heavyweight champion, but he's going to fight Stipe. That's what he wants to do. He wants to fight Stipe. Although crazy stat that came out this weekend because Andrei Arlovsky retired, that Stipe no longer has a win over anybody active in the UFC. That's how old he is.
Damn.
Jeez.
Yep.
So what is this? What are we doing here, John Jones?
Well, he's hurt right now.
Yeah, but
he's hurt right now. He tore his pec.
Yeah.
So,
a lot of opinions coming from another injured fighter. I saw Conor McGregor prior to this UFC thing saying that he was emotional about it. And then I saw what you had said about Khabib going after Khabib.
Oh my God! Apparently, Khabib's got his entire assets are seized by the Russian government, and then one of his schools got like searched by the federal government there too. There's something going on with Khabib. I don't know what's going on, but something's going on.
Does this mean he's going to need to fight?
Khabib? Possible?
Would you watch another Conor versus Khabib?
Of course. Ridiculous question.
That is a ridiculous question because I would watch the hell out of
course. Ridiculous question.
I'd call out of work for that.
Yeah, of course. Those guys hate each other.
That's a lot of money.
It'd be an incredible buildup. But yeah, of course I would watch that fight. But anyway, to Leroy's point anyway about why Yuri Prochazka looked like he didn't block anything is because he got hit with a left hook and he barely made it back to his stool. I'm surprised they actually let him go out for the second round, which they shouldn't have let him go out for the second round because he barely clearly was like still, whew. And then Herb Dean's sitting there. He goes, I'm not sure. Not sure if he's dead yet. All right. We'll stop it. Yeah, we'll stop it. I think he's cooked. I think he's good. But yeah, this Bejeda, man.
I watched some boxing, too, on ESPN.
Oh, the card that was... I was going to go, but then the parade happened. And I knew I had to be up early, so I didn't end up going.
Our guy got some work to do.
Which guy? Nico?
Yeah, because he starts off pretty good, and then he kind of gets... Like, he don't stay with it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And he gets a little guy start getting a couple of licks on him.
Did he? I didn't see
that. Oh, yeah.
I didn't see the card. I was watching.
And then the fight after that with the guy who had the title.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I thought he was the underdog.
Teofimo?
Yeah. No. Before that.
Before that. Yeah, I was watching UFC. I didn't watch the boxing card.
Okay.
I didn't watch it. But... Yeah, the weird thing that happened, so we had a parlay we put together. A lot of it was built on Brian Ortega winning by knockout, but all of a sudden, Brian Ortega, like hours before the fight, pulls off the card, and this is like the first time this ever happened in UFC history. They just drove in Dan Ige to fight in the co-main event. I was like, what? So I guess in Hard Rock, they just negated that out of the parlay, and they just made it a three-legger.
Do you think they knew, though, if they have a guy they could drive in? And they knew there might be a chance.
I told the story on Friday, Leroy. You weren't here, but like I interviewed Brian Ortega for Tapped Out, and I said to everybody, "I'm like, dude, that was one of the weirdest interviews I've ever done. He just seemed off." And so then on the weigh-in day, it was supposed to be a 145-pound fight. He calls up the Lopez camp and says, "Hey, I can't make that weight, 155." So then he goes to a 155 fight, and then the next day he's off the card. But he had said in the interview, he was like, "We're like, hey, why did you take this fight?" And he just like, he just has like this real like slow demeanor about him, right? And this first time I've interviewed him, so I don't know if this is how he always is, but in seeing him in media, I don't remember him acting this quirky. But he just goes,
divine intervention, I asked a sign. Should I take this fight? Make every light green on the way home. They were all green. And I was like, oh,
yeah,
cool. And then we ended up talking about his turtle. But I was like, there's something going on. There's something going on with this guy, dude.
Hey, it's almost like something in your head went, well, talk about fighting ain't going to get much done.
Yeah, well, no, like, because my first question to him, because there was this viral video of him, like, covering his mouth with tape and working out. And I had the audacity to ask, hey, why do you do that? And he goes, why is everybody asking about that? I'm like, because it's weird. Why? Oh, I don't know, because you're dressed like a hostage while you're working out? What do you mean, why?
You know, now that you say this, now I feel dumb about us putting money on this guy to knock the other guy out.
But if you saw at the end, young kid was tired, was he not?
Yeah.
So I felt like that was kind of the whole point of it. That's why we had it, you know. The worst pick that we had, though, by far, was Anthony Smith. He did not show up in that fight. He stunk. The MVP fight, I thought MVP won. I thought that was garbage.
What was that?
Ian Garry, let me get this straight. So I get to go on somebody's, just explain this to me in a fight. MVP's on top of him.
Yeah.
MVP hits him with more shots. Ian Garry gets to sit on his back, come nowhere near a submission. I'm talking about the third round, not the first round. First round, he almost choked him out.
Yep.
So first round, clearly Garry. Second round, clearly MVP. Third round, it was 50-50, I guess, of a control time, but MVP definitely was on top, had the strikes. Ian Garry gets to sit on his back, come nowhere close to submission. That wins him the round. Crazy. That was stupid to me. I thought we got hosed there, Frog Boy.
Yeah, no, I agree. That one was definitely sketch. We got
also got hosed on that Cub Swanson. I had a parlay for that too. I had a Swanson Pfeiffer parlay, and I lost that by split decision. Mm. Garbage.
You taking bets without me?
Sorry.
That's good. It's a losing.
Like
bet.
A little shark.
Oh yeah, they got the baby teeth, dude.
Yeah, Leroy, that's your puppy, dude.
Yeah, that's your dog now.
Yeah.
Nah.
I can already tell it's your favorite.
Take a quick break.
I'm just protecting him because the other three going to eat him.
You know why?
Because I can't believe it. Like, I can see Luna, but Zeus?
We're going to have you in a championship shirt that has your four dogs on it now.
No.
Just like Paul Maurice.
Got a Cleveland Brown shirt.
This is a foster situation.
Mm.
I got some news on the Cats, too, on Brandon Montour.
Ooh.
You can't keep everybody, you know? I'll tell you about that Cat's news and more on the Heat coming up next.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Retired successfully with a great lifestyle and peace of mind. They share their stories on how they get more retirement income with the same dollar saved, and the money is never at risk if the market crashes. That's right. If the market crashes 30%, you lose nothing. Even the super wealthy are shifting money into this new strategy because it increases their retirement income or can allow them to stop working years sooner. So if you are over 50 and want a bigger, better, stress-free retirement, call to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of this brand new movie, The Retirement Deception. 888-481-3567. This is a $30 value, but when you call today, you get it completely free. So don't delay. Call 888-481-3567. Again, that's 888-481-3567.
Every day at Broward Health, we see the future. It's more love, less worry. It's the strength of determination. Here, the future is built on life-changing academic leadership, life-saving technological innovation, and caregivers who dedicate their lives to being here for yours. This is the next generation of health, and it starts right here. Broward Health. Well into your future. To learn more, visit browardhealth.org.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies. based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to Hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy.
July 4th doorbusters are here at Lowe's, so don't miss your chance for big summer savings. Right now, save $30 on a Project Source 18-inch sink bathroom vanity. Was $129, now just $99. And save $10 on a Never Kink 50-foot hose. Was $29.98, now just $19.98. Hurry, these deals won't last long, because Lowe's knows savings. Offers valid through 7-1. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
Scattered showers this afternoon. High.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy. We got Wimbledon is on television right now.
Yes. Naomi Osaka is going against Rudy Gobert's cousin.
Somebody from France?
Yes.
Pauli? I don't know who that person is.
No clue.
Did you guys see that Jimmy Butler was at the X Games this weekend?
What? This guy?
This is his new thing.
What is this?
He's got a new thing every year.
He really has, like, side quests.
X Games? Yeah. I didn't even know they were still doing that.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah.
I didn't even know they were still doing that. And then, like, I'm watching, he strolls up on an X Games podcast.
What?
And is just like, oh, my God, that's Tony Hawk. I'm like, has he cared about Tony Hawk before this year? Well, they will say he has been wearing like skater outfits this year during the Heat games, but I have never seen him on a skateboard.
Mm. You know what's crazy?
Hmm?
Watching golf this weekend.
Yep.
There's a name for it now. Somebody else pulled a Rory.
A Rory?
So they got divorced and then back together or choked?
No. I said I was watching golf. Why would you bring up marriage?
Well, I mean, that was a big story with Rory. And there was a there was a marriage twist.
How about the missed 3.5-footer?
Oof.
So Akshay Bhatia, right?
Mm-hmm.
He had a putt for birdie to win the event. Came up a little short and then missed the putt.
Oof.
And he ended up losing.
Man, that's brutal.
Oof.
We got some news. Brandon Montour. This just came across the Hwaya. Brandon Montour is signing with the Seattle Kraken. Brandon Montour, 7 years, around $50
million. Wow, dude.
According to Pierre Lebrun.
Wow. So that's just $1 million less than Reinhardt.
Hmm. Man.
So, you know what's crazy about, like, hockey? I think I'm starting to think hockey does it right. They have the draft.
Yep.
Right after the season.
Mm-hmm.
And then free agency gets going while the iron's hot.
I mean, they're going on at the same time. It just has been it's going on literally at the same time, though.
What do you mean?
I mean, the drafts and the free agency started 2 days apart. It's just that
that's what I'm saying.
It's just that we had a team that actually played all the way till the end. So that's
right. But I'm just saying, like, when you look at all the other sports, it doesn't happen that soon after the season. Like, football ends and you have like a month and a half before the draft.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Basketball ends and then you have.
It's been like 2 weeks, two and a half weeks, but that's because the series was awful.
It was awful. So basketball and hockey do it very similar, because you go into basketball season, right into the draft.
Yeah.
Then free agency is like what, a week later? Not even.
Yep.
It was
the week of. Sunday. I mean, they won on Monday. The draft was Friday. And free agency started basically after the parade.
Right.
So
that's pretty – I like it that way.
Not a future well and be.
Somebody let Bill Zito take a nap.
Oh, no, he ain't taking no nap. That guy, like, we see him toss that water bottle. He is not – I'm surprised he got a shirt on. He just seemed like he'd be partying shirtless, right?
He was I'm sure he was having a good time. Paul Maurice and his cats.
I think I'm happy for two guys. Well, three guys. I'm happy for Barkov because, like, he's been a captain. He's not really that boisterous, right?
No.
So I'm happy for him. Paul Maurice.
Yep.
Because Paul Maurice took a little heat when he first got here because it didn't happen in 3 seconds, right? And Bob, who, you know, I look at him like I look at Paul Maurice, took a lot of heat. But you know, now he got a Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
And Bill Zito, because he asked the owners to invest a lot of money, and that doesn't usually bode well here.
Has to feel good for them last night on a parade
to
float.
To turn it around and to build it, and for the owner to have the patience of it being a 2 or 3 year process, right? And build for like 2 or 3 years. That's the thing that, you know, doesn't usually happen down here in those sports. Everybody wants a championship now. So kudos to them for and then re-signing their guys. Like right away.
Well, they had to. Yeah, there was a deadline last night, that's why. But
I mean, okay.
But they got the top goal scorer. I mean, like Reinhardt is a Stanley Cup hero and obviously nearly led the league in goals, so right. that was the high priority one for sure. And they got it. And they got it done. And yeah, I mean, all of that. I mean, like, it's so cool to have this whole thing. And then, like you said, this just the idea that this celebration has really felt amongst South Florida. Didn't travel anywhere else. The only guys who had to travel was Bob to go to this damn award ceremony in Vegas, which
wasted
was annoying.
Wasted his time.
I don't even know the goalie that won. Isn't that like?
Yeah,
all the goalies that I've heard during the year that the Panthers have faced, and they say this guy's a wall, this guy's this guy's that, this guy, all these guys, right? Bob was better than them. I never heard of the guy that actually won and what he did during the course of a year.
Yeah. It was annoying, but he got to come home, celebrate a little. But it was cool. I saw this one photo just on Twitter just now of like last night, Lomberg and Tkachuk after the parade. They went to a rec league game, I guess at the Iceplex, I'm guessing, and were just hanging out with just dudes who play in a hockey league. That's so cool. Like, it's just so cool. Everybody's wow. Like everybody's getting a chance to hang with the champs. It's so much fun.
Right. Which is another thing, man. These guys are very personable. They're in boxing, they would call them the people's champ.
Must feel weird, Boston, to see like everybody be amongst the people, and meanwhile, you guys won a championship, and your team could not wait to get the hell out of their town. Very strange.
In fact, didn't even go back. They went here first.
That's right.
Came here first.
Take a break. Leroy hands out his game balls and game bums next.
Bum, 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 bum.
This guy's a bum.
Real quick. My sources are telling me Donovan Mitchell has signed an extension with the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Oh.
Your sources are saying.
Let me see what my sources are saying, dude. Let me see.
For my game ball.
Listen. Well, how are your sources putting it?
Yeah. You can't just drop that here.
Like, sources? Donovan Mitchell is going to sign an extension. In the next day or two.
In the next day or two.
Okay.
All right. Heard it here first.
You know what I feel?
What? Ooh. The cold shoulder?
Dude, he just switches. Like, it's like, you ain't got no. He just switched. And so it was almost, like, it almost hurt us as a show last season where we didn't have two options. The only option was Dame. Right.
I'd still be willing to go back to the Dame well. Just need him to have the guts to ask out.
True.
Right. So, for my game ball. It is going to go to not only the Panthers, their organization, but all the fans. In the last week, that celebration has been one of the best celebrations I have seen, with the players interacting with the fans all over South Florida. And guess what? Unlike you crazy towns, I haven't heard any real, never heard anything crazy happening. Everybody seems to have a good time. Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know. Incidents.
Were there any parade? I didn't see even anybody acting like that much of.
Right. Kudos to Fort Lauderdale for putting up a stage quicker than we did for Riptide, because that thing went up quick.
It was very impressive.
It was very impressive. I thought it was going to be like a little stage.
Nope.
You know, like they do in front of it. No, that was a concert style stage.
Well, and then shout out to the crew who had to dry it up and make it usable,
right?
Because they had to basically redo that. I mean, dude, it was raining so hard.
Yeah.
And then no, I'm not Jay Fig.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, my if we're gonna give it to Rory, then we got to give it to Akshay Bhatia, who missed a little 3-foot putt.
Oh no.
On the last hole to lose the tournament. Not saying he would have won it, but he actually pulled the Rory. He got to get my oh no. But other than that, the weekend was filled with where's the cup now? Where are the Panthers now? It was a fun weekend, and the rain couldn't stop it. The rain slowed it down.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I'm going to tell you, some television people who were excited about covering the Panther celebration, soon as that lightning hit, let's go to commercial break, Bob. I'll see you in a minute. Right? They were out. The rain slowed it down a little bit, but I could tell by the crowds, the enthusiasm, that it was awesome.
F you, Brooks Koepka!
Hey, that was awesome. That's right?
Really the best part.
He enjoyed carrying that traffic cone more than he enjoyed carrying the Stanley Cup.
Wait, he literally carried the traffic cone to the whole parade.
You, Brooks Koepka!
He should have yelled it through the traffic cone.
How many people on the...
Don't even get it.
How many people... Well, now they know. I think people, it's gone viral if you don't know why Brooks Koepka... He's like him bringing the traffic cone to a Panthers game, which was unbelievably crazy. But how many guys on the LIV Tour or PGA are sending Brooks Koepka this and being like, hey, man.
Absolutely. Wait, aren't they friends?
Who?
I thought they were friends.
I don't think they're friends. I think I think the hatchet was buried a little bit, but I don't believe they're friends.
Oh, okay. Mm.
I see some merch in the future. I just say it's very simple.
Brooks Koepka put the laughing emojis, because what else can you do but laugh on Instagram? But I don't know that they're friends. I believe Brooks Koepka has been the fuel of Aaron Ekblad's revenge for years now.
I would say
you, Brooks Koepka.
I would say this, that like friends could go at it like that, right?
Well, they weren't friends when Koepka did it.
Okay, and that's what I'm saying.
No.
That's why I didn't really make anything of it.
No, Ekblad did not find it funny.
No, right. Yeah, that's kind of...
Now he may, but I don't...
Now that he got the Stanley Cup, of course it's funny. That's why he carried that traffic cone around.
If you guys want a traffic cone shirt with Aaron Ekblad's face, you can get that as well right now for about $24.95 as well. That is available.
Listen. Does it have the writing?
Nope, just a traffic cone with Ekblad's face.
Ekblad!
Hey, that and in both cases, I would venture to believe that alcohol was involved. Right?
Oh, dude, no. We've seen Brooks Koepka at these Panthers games. That dude, he gets after it.
Hey,
there's the one where he's just clapping and he looks coked out of his mind. He's like,
Just like, what is going on there?
Wait a minute, what are you doing?
I didn't say that he was. I said looks like.
You know they get tested, right?
For what? You think Liv is testing him?
Oh, Liv, I don't
know. Liv!
But, yeah, so...
So let me ask you something, and the music, Marcos. Yeah.
Yes.
So what did you ask your source? Let me just... I need to know. Did you word it, did you say, feeling the same? Like, how did you ask?
No, these were the questions that have been happening for the last couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He was under the assumption that it was a guarantee that Cleveland was going to offer him the max. And when everybody was saying Donovan Mitchell hadn't signed the extension, I asked him, but at that point, it hadn't been offered yet. And he said, they're definitely going to do it. I'm like, but it hasn't been done yet. You're making an assumption, right? He goes, well, why wouldn't they do it? I said, they haven't done it. So to say that it's in Donovan's court or is up to Donovan to decide doesn't matter because they haven't offered it yet. That changed.
So they've offered it.
Yes. And from what he's saying, Donovan Mitchell is going to sign it. So that was the whole conversation the last week. Like, wait a minute. Aren't we making some assumptions about Donovan Mitchell that aren't there? Oh, they're definitely going to offer it to him. Says who? Right? That's what I was saying. Says who? They haven't offered it yet. I said, everybody thinks that about Jimmy Butler. They haven't offered it yet. Until they offer it, you can't say what the status of it is.
All right. We'll see.
No, so I'm the same way. Listen, a lot of my friends in Cleveland are kind of like you. They make a lot of sports assumptions. I do not. So when I ask questions, I asked them based on what information do you have? Did the Cavs offer Donovan Mitchell the extension yet? No. I said, well, then it means nothing until they offer it.
But your friends are now saying that they have offered it.
Right.
And they think he's going to sign it or they know he's going to sign it.
They know he's going to sign it. That's the conversation was if they offer it, he was going to sign it.
Now I'm almost positive that's not going to happen.
Interesting.
The exact opposite is going to happen.
Really?
He is going to sign with the Utah Jazz again.
Wow.
Bring it back the boys.
Yeah. Well, listen. So if
that's how my conversations don't go like your conversations.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because you will skew the conversation to what you want. I got the conversation going.
Yeah, well, I'm still going to skew the conversation. I mean, I don't trust Jay Crawford, so I don't like, you know, it's not what
it is. How you know it's Jay Crawford?
It's always Jay Crawford. He's up to no good.
Yeah, you know it's Jay
Crawford. He's up to no good. He's been up to no good since 2014.
Can't trust him.
Since LeBron went back. Oh, goodness. And they had to unburn their jerseys. Well, look, listen, can I just tell you how ridiculous that is? You burn a jersey, the guy comes back, you got to buy another jersey, making them more money.
Hopefully nobody got a Montour jersey this weekend.
No.
Montour tattoo.
No, really? On your list of Panthers, where is Montour?
Of jerseys I would get?
Yeah.
I saw some Montour jerseys.
It goes
But I would say it's probably like a outside the top five.
Yes, me too.
Outside the top five.
Let me guess what yours are. Okay. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Bob?
Yep.
Is one.
No, not of who I would get?
Yeah.
Personally? Yeah, of course.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying.
I thought you meant of who do I think of the top fives. But yes, Bob would of course be.
Bob. Then you would get Barkey.
Mm.
Then you would get...
Over Kachuk.
I'm torn between... Reinhardt and Kachuk. I'm going to go Reinhardt, then Kachuk.
Hmm.
And then who would I go? I don't know who my fifth one would be. It wouldn't be Montour, though, for you.
If I were to go Panthers jerseys.
Top, 1 through 5.
You got the top two. It would be Bob and Barkey.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Number three, even though he's going to leave, would be Lomberg.
Oh, really? Okay.
Even on the way out.
But no, he's not a Panther anymore.
Don't say that. I mean, it's not official until it's official.
Okay.
I don't want him to leave.
But I'm just saying, like,
don't let me go, Lomberg.
Crowd surfer.
There's Jay Fig. We know Jay Fig. That's why we didn't have this game.
Don't let me go. I don't want you to go.
Leave me.
Then, of course, number three would be my favorite Panther, Carter Verhaeghe.
Oh,
that's my guy. Yeah. Then Vladimir Tarasenko.
Really?
And then Kachuk, because everyone's going to have a Kachuk jersey. I just don't want to be
right.
Tarasenko. Samesies.
I like Tarasenko.
I would go,
great voice.
I'm like halfway into the season.
I don't care.
Go, I think I would get Barkey.
Yep.
And then I would get Reinhardt. And then I would get Bob. And then I would get E-Rod. And then I would get...
You like E-Rod?
Yeah. I like him.
I like Anton Lundell, too, even though he's a baby, because I like his hair.
Yeah. Well, you could... See, now, if you were betting on Jersey Futures...
He'd be around for a while.
Then you would get Lundell. Yeah.
He'd be around for a while.
Yep.
Somebody's saying... Who said that... He said, "Who's an Oiler?"
Sam
Dolphin
Bennett.
Kane says that Montour's an Oiler. I thought we said that Montour was going to the Kraken. Is he going to Edmonton? They're gonna hate him there.
Yeah, I'm seeing here that it's the Kraken.
Yeah, I thought that he was going to the Kraken.
Kulikov was extended.
Kulikov got a deal.
Montour is an Oiler. Montour is an Edmonton Oiler.
Nah, it says he's. I don't know. I'm seeing he's on Seattle. I'm not seeing that.
Okay.
She's saying Meekinen is with a. All right, so we'll see. I'm going to. No, Montour is signing with the Kraken, it looks like. Seeing that Stoli, the goalie, looks like he is going to go somewhere else. So I would imagine.
So the backup, they treat backup goalies like backup quarterbacks, huh?
Some backup goalies get good deals because Driedger got. He was extension draft. He went right to the Kraken. But I would say you got to think Spencer Knight's going to be actually the backup next year, right? Like, it's time.
Yeah,
he handed Paul Maurice a trophy.
You got to think Spencer Knight's going to get, like...
Is this normal for hockey, though? That sometimes guys spend...
He's only 23.
Like baseball, but it's like baseball, where you can spend some time in the minors, and then...
Don't forget, he took time away from the team, too, because he was dealing with OCD. So he had some time away from hockey, and then, you know, Bob and Alex Lyon was good last year. So now I would think, like, at 23, 24, it's time for him to, you know, to actually start playing hockey again. You know, get going.
I mean, he wasn't terrible when he got that playing time.
He was good. He was damn near great.
I mean, he won a playoff game at 19.
Yeah.
The guy's been thought of as being a hockey phenom.
4 years
ago.
You know? So the thought is, like, you back him up next year. You have 2 years left on Bob's deal. You know, Bob obviously gets to ride it out into the sunset. He's a champion. Kiss my ass.
Yep.
So.
Wait.
Hall of Famer. Like,
I don't care.
You already responded to naysayers?
Yeah, kiss my ass. He's, you know, you're going to ride Sergei Bobrovsky until he decides he doesn't want to do it anymore. And then if he wants to stick around, then I'm sorry, Spencer Knight has to take a hike. And I don't care if he looks like an old man between the pipes. He's a legend now. Certified.
I mean, the last goalie was awesome.
J-Fig, by the way, can we just give J-Fig some props?
Yeah.
J-Fig is like, she is like TSN right now. She is like Sportsnet. Yeah. She is a hockey insider.
Definitely.
She's like Leafs trying to get Stolarz. I didn't know that.
Wow.
I was like, whoa.
All of a sudden, she's our hockey insider.
J-Fig is like got every tweet that's going on. She knows where every Panther is going. I think she's just on Lomberg watch right now, I'd imagine. But
oh, yeah.
When J-Fig joins us, I imagine next hour, we will get her breakdowns of where everybody is going in the NHL. Leafs are trying to get it. Are trying to get Stolarz. Wow. All right. Take a break. Cat Talk coming up next.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Bum, 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 bum.
This guy's a ball.
Light it up, light it up.
quick. My sources are telling me Donovan Mitchell has signed an extension with the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Oh.
Your sources are saying.
Let me see what my sources are saying, dude. Let me see.
For my game ball.
Listen. Well, how are your sources putting it?
Yeah. You can just drop that here.
Like, sources? Donovan Mitchell is going to sign an extension in the next day or two.
In the next day or two.
Okay.
All right. Heard it here first.
You know what I feel?
What?
What?
Ooh. The cold shoulder?
Dude, he just switches. Like, it's like, you ain't got no. He just switched. And so it was almost like, it almost hurt us as a show last season where we didn't have two options. The only option was Dame, right?
I'd still be willing to go back to the Dame well. Just need him to have the guts to ask out.
True.
Right. So, for my game ball, it is going to go to not only the Panthers, their organization, but all the fans. In the last week, that celebration has been one of the best celebrations I have seen, with the players interacting with the fans all over South Florida. And guess what? Unlike you crazy towns, I haven't heard any real, never heard anything crazy happening. Everybody's having a good time. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't
know any incidents.
Were there any parade? I didn't see even anybody acting like that much of.
Kudos to Fort Lauderdale for putting up a stage quicker than we did for Riptide, because that thing went up quick.
It was very impressive.
It was very impressive. I thought it was going to be like a little stage.
Nope.
You know, like they do in front of it. No, that was a concert style stage.
Well, and then shout out to the crew who had to dry it up and make it usable, because they had to basically redo that. I mean, dude, it was raining so hard.
Yeah.
And then, no, I'm not Jay Fig. Wow. Mm-hmm. Anyway, my oh no, if we're going to give it to Rory, then we got to give it to Akshay Bhatia, who missed a little 3-foot putt.
Oh no.
On the last hole to lose the tournament. Not saying he would have won it, but he actually pulled the Rory. So he got to get my oh no. But other than that, the weekend was filled with where's the cup now? Where are the Panthers now? It was a fun weekend, and the rain couldn't stop it. The rain slowed it down. Because I'm going to tell you, some television people who were excited about covering the Panther celebration, as soon as that lightning hit, let's go to commercial break, Bob. I'll see you in a minute. Right? They were out. The rain slowed it down a little bit, but I could tell by the crowds, the enthusiasm, that it was awesome.
Yeah.
You, Brooks Koepka.
Hey, that was awesome. That's right?
Really the best part.
He enjoyed carrying that traffic cone more than he enjoyed carrying the Stanley Cup.
Wait, he literally carried the traffic cone to the whole parade.
You, Brooks Koepka!
He should have yelled it through the traffic cone.
How many people on the...
Don't even get it.
How many people... Well, now they know. I think people, it's gone viral if you don't know why Brooks Koepka... He's like him bringing the traffic cone to a Panthers game, which was unbelievably crazy. But... How many guys on the LIV Tour or PGA are sending Brooks Koepka this and being like, hey, man.
Absolutely. Wait, aren't they friends?
Who?
I thought they were friends.
I don't think they're friends. I think I think the hatchet was buried a little bit, but I don't believe they're friends.
Oh, okay. Mm.
I see some merch in the future. I just say it's very simple.
Brooks Koepka put the laughing emojis, because what else can you do but laugh on Instagram? But I don't know that they're friends. I believe Brooks Koepka has been the fuel of Aaron Ekblad's revenge for years now.
I would say
you, Brooks Koepka.
I would say this, that Like, friends could go at it like that. Right?
Well, they weren't friends when Koepka did
okay,
it.
Okay, and that's what I'm saying.
No.
That's why I didn't really make anything of it.
No, Ekblad did not find it funny.
No, oh, right. Yeah, that's kind of...
Now he may. Now he may, but I don't...
Now that he got the Stanley Cup, of course it's funny. That's why he carried that traffic cone around.
If you guys want a traffic cone shirt with Aaron Ekblad's face, you can get that as well right now for about $24.95 as well. That is available.
Listen. Does it have the writing?
Nope, just a traffic cone with Ekblad's face.
Ekblad!
Hey... That and in both cases, I would venture to believe that alcohol was involved. Right?
Oh, dude, no. We've seen Brooks Koepka at these Panthers games. That dude, he gets after it.
Hey,
there's the one where he's just clapping and he looks coked out of his mind. He's like, like, what is going on there?
Wait a minute, what are you doing?
I didn't say that he was. I said looks like.
You know they get tested, right?
What? You think Liv is testing him?
Oh, Liv, I don't know.
Liv!
But, yeah, so...
So let me ask you something, and the music, Marcos. Yeah.
Yes.
So what did you ask your source? Let me just... I need to know, did you word it, did you say, feeling the same? Like, how did you ask?
No, these were the questions that have been happening for the last couple of weeks, right? He was under the assumption that it was a guarantee that Cleveland was going to offer him the max. And when everybody was saying Donovan Mitchell hadn't signed the extension, I asked him, but at that point it hadn't been offered yet. And he said, they're definitely going to do it. I'm like, but it hasn't been done yet. You're making an assumption, right? He goes, well, why wouldn't they do it? I said, they haven't done it. So to say that it's in Donovan's court or is up to Donovan to decide doesn't matter because they haven't offered it yet. That changed.
So they've offered it.
Yes. And from what he's saying, Donovan Mitchell is going to sign it. So that was the whole conversation the last week. Like, wait a minute. Aren't we making some assumptions about Donovan Mitchell that aren't there? Oh, they're definitely going to offer it to him. Says who? Mm. Right? That's what I was saying. Says who? They haven't offered it yet. I said, everybody thinks that about Jimmy Butler. They haven't offered it yet. Until they offer it, you can't say what the status of it is.
All right. We'll see.
No, so I'm the same way. Listen. A lot of my friends at Cleveland are kind of like you. They make a lot of sports assumptions. I do not. So when I ask questions, I ask them based on what information do you have? Did the Cavs offer Donovan Mitchell the extension yet? No. I said, well, then it means nothing until they offer it.
But your friends are now saying that they have offered it.
Right.
And they think he's going to sign it, or they know he's going to sign it.
They know he's going to sign it. That's the conversation was if they offered, he was going to sign it.
Now I'm almost positive that's not going to happen.
Interesting.
The exact opposite is going to happen.
Really?
He is going to sign with the Utah Jazz again.
Wow.
Bring it back the boys.
Yeah. Well, listen.
So if my conversations don't go like your conversations.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because you will skew the conversation to what you want. I got the conversation going.
Yeah, well, I'm still going to skew the conversation. I mean, I don't trust Jay Crawford, so I don't like, you know, it's not what
you know. How you know it's Jay Crawford?
It's always Jay Crawford. He's up to no good.
Yeah, you know it's Jay Crawford.
He's up to no good. He's been up to no good since 2014.
Can't trust him.
Since LeBron went back. Oh, goodness. And they had to unburn their jerseys. Well, look, listen, can I just tell you how ridiculous that is? You burn a jersey, the guy comes back, you got to buy another jersey, making them more money.
Hopefully nobody got a Montour jersey this weekend.
No.
Montour tattoo.
No, really? On your list of Panthers, where is Montour?
of jerseys I would get.
Yeah.
I saw some Montour jerseys.
It goes,
but it was, I would say it's probably like a outside the top five.
Yes, me too.
Outside the top five.
Let me guess what yours are. Okay. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Bob.
Yep.
Is one.
No, not of who I would get.
Yeah.
Personally, yeah, of course.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying.
I thought you meant of, oh, who do I think of the top fives? But yes, Bob would, of course, be. Bob.
Then you would get Barkey.
Mm.
Then you would get.
Over
ooh,
Kachuk.
I'm torn between Reinhardt and Kachuk. I'm going to go Reinhardt, then Kachuk.
Mm.
And then who would I go? I don't know who my fifth one would be. It wouldn't be Montour, though, for you.
If I were to go Panthers jerseys,
top, 1 through 5.
You got the top two. It would be Bob and Barkey.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Number three, even though he's going to leave, would be Lomberg.
That's really? Okay.
Even on the way out.
Well, no, he's not a Panther anymore.
Oh, don't say that. I mean, it's not official until it's official.
Okay.
I don't want him to
leave. But I'm just saying, like,
don't let me go, Lomberg.
Crowd surfer.
Don't let me go. Jay Fig. We know Jay Fig. That's why we didn't have this game.
Don't let me go. I don't want you to go.
Leave me.
Then, of course, number three would be my favorite Panther, Carter Verhaeghe.
Oh,
that's my guy. Then Vladimir Tarasenko.
Really?
And then Kachuk, because everyone's going to have a Kachuk jersey. I just don't want to be
right.
Tarasenko. Samesies.
I like Tarasenko.
I would go,
great voice.
I'm like halfway into the season.
I don't care.
Go, I think I would get Barkey.
Yep.
And then I would get Reinhardt. And then I would get Bob. And then I would get E-Rod. And then I would get...
You like E-Rod?
Yeah. I like him.
I like Anton Lundell, too, even though he's a baby, because I like his hair.
Yeah. Well, you could... See, now, if you were betting on Jersey Futures...
He'd be around for a while.
Then you would get Lundell. Yeah.
He'd be around for a while.
Yep.
Somebody's saying... Who said that... He said, who's an Oiler?
Sam
Dolphin
Bennett.
Kane says that Montour's an Oiler. I thought we said that Montour was going to the Kraken. Is he going to Edmonton? They're going to hate him there.
Yeah, I'm seeing here that it's the Kraken.
Yeah, I thought that he was going to the Kraken.
Kulikov was extended.
Kulikov got a deal.
Montour is an Oiler. Montour is an Edmonton Oiler.
Nah, it says he's... I don't know. I'm seeing he's on Seattle. I'm not seeing that.
Okay.
He's saying Mikkonen is with a... All right, so we'll see. I'm going to... Montour is signing with the Kraken, it looks like. Seeing that Stoli the goalie looks like he is going to go somewhere else.
Mm.
So I would imagine...
So they treat backup goalies like backup quarterbacks, huh?
Some backup goalies get good deals because Driedger got... He was extension draft. He went right to the Kraken. But I would say you got to think Spencer Knight's going to be actually the backup next year, right? Like, it's time.
Yeah, he handed Paul Maurice a trophy.
You got to think Spencer Knight's going to get like...
Yeah, is this normal for hockey, though? That sometimes guys spend...
He's like, only 23.
Like baseball, but it's like baseball where you can spend some time in the minors and then...
Don't forget he took time away from the team, too, because he was dealing with OCD. So he had some time away from hockey, and then, you know, Bob and Alex Lyon was good last year. So now I would think, like, at 23, 24, it's time for him to, you know, to actually start playing hockey again. You know, get going.
I mean, he wasn't terrible when he got that playing time.
He was good. He was damn near great.
I mean, he won a playoff game at 19.
Yeah.
The guy's been thought of as being a hockey phenom.
4 years
ago.
You know? So the thought is, like, you back him up next year. You have 2 years left on Bob's deal. You know, Bob obviously gets to ride it out into the sunset. He's a champion. Kiss my ass.
Yep.
So.
Wait. Hall of Famer. Like,
I don't care.
You already responded to naysayers?
Yeah, kiss my ass. He's, you know, you get to, you're going to ride Sergei Bobrovsky until he decides he doesn't want to do it anymore. And then if he wants to stick around, then I'm sorry, Spencer Knight has to take a hike. And I don't care if he looks like an old man between the pipes. He's a legend now. Certified.
I mean, the last goalie was awesome.
JFig, by the way, can we just give JFig some props?
Yeah.
Sure. JFig is like, she is like TSN right now. She is like Sportsnet. Yeah. She is a hockey insider.
Definitely.
She's like Leafs trying to get Stolarz. I didn't know that.
Wow.
I was like, whoa.
All of a sudden, she's our hockey insider.
JFig is like got every tweet that's going on. She knows where every Panther is going. I think she's just on Lomberg watch right now, I'd imagine.
Mm. But oh, yeah.
When JFig is joins us, I imagine next hour, we will get her breakdowns of where everybody is going in the NHL. Leafs are trying to get it. Are trying to get Stolarz. Wow. All right. Take a break. Cat Talk coming up next.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.